Welcome back to Apocalypse and Avocados, the podcast where commitment goes to die and the group chats are just graveyards for canceled plans. Seriously, making plans in 2025 is like playing emotional roulette. 1 minute, everyone's in. The next, you're eating popcorn in your joggers wondering why you RSVP'd to your own disappointment. Let's be real. Flakiness is a new pandemic. RSVPs are just elaborate lies. And if you actually show up to something, you deserve a fucking medal. Unless it's your asshole cousin's birthday, then by all means, flake with pride. Today, we're calling out the main character syndrome, the soft ghosters, and the people who can't text back unless they're high, bored, or ghostwriting for Barbie's banana titties. We'll roast the group chat bailers, the wedding no-shows, and the salad for dinner crowd, because if you're going to waste my fucking time, at least bring a gift bag with booze. So grab your emotional support avocado, text your friends, maybe, and let's dive into the anxiety Olympics. Because if we're all going down, at least we're going down together. Let's get messy.
Apocalypse and avocados.
Is it me or just is flakiness the new pandemic?
My calendar is pretty free, but also not at the same time.
I feel like a lot of people just bail on plans now. Or commitments, they just don't. I feel like making a commitment, you should stick to it.
Yes.
And even if you don't want to go, you just want to have a lazy day and jogging in your joggers and sitting at home eating fucking popcorn and spilling chocolate ice cream all over yourself like they do in the movies, you made a commitment, go to it. Unless it's like an asshole cousin's birthday party, then I can understand flaking.
That's what I was going to ask. What kind of commitment are we talking? Are we talking about going to an event I don't really want to go to that I know I'm not going to have fun at? Or are we talking about a commitment that is like an ongoing project or something that I've committed to and now I just decided I don't have the energy for it today?
That, and I'm thinking that, yeah, it's more so ongoing things, but like somebody tells you to go out to dinner and then they get home and it's like 8 o'clock and you're like, oh no, that's way too fucking late. I'm not going now. I'm already changed. Or, oh, I took my medication. So now I'm going to go to bed and I just flake out on your ass and you have to go eat dinner by yourself.
Yeah, that's fucked up too.
But I think that this all started, to be honest, during the pandemic. Because, or at least got worse.
Yeah.
People used to flake all the time, but it got worse because like they couldn't go out or they were afraid of the germs and didn't want to be around people.
People had more of an excuse or a reasonable excuse to flake out of something at the last second when COVID was a thing, when it was big. A big epidemic, and it was in when it was clearing up because there was so much anxiety around it and there was so much uncertainty as far as whether or not you would contract it, even if you had the vaccine, things like that. So I can understand how that played a big role in it. I think another big part of the problem is the whole like main character energy thing that is all over social media. Everyone thinks that they are the main character in their story. Everyone thinks that until all of a sudden the side characters start dying off, the plot starts falling apart, and suddenly you're not so main character anymore.
Yeah, that's true. I feel like a lot of people think that they, like you said, main character energy. I think that they think they're funnier than they are. I think that they think that people want to be them, or it's just a lot of narcissism. Yeah. You're not any more special than anybody else, to be honest. And when you're funny, you're funny. But it's like when you're trying, you're not. I think that has to do with like just being authentic.
I think back to, I don't know who it was, but I'm pretty sure it was a comedian that I heard saying this before. Most comedians that get up on stage and they perform all these jokes, a lot of them are not necessarily funny. Right. Outside of being comedians, that's their job. They're good at it and they know how to do it, but it's not something that they make their entire personality. The only time that they're trying to be funny all the time is on stage when you've paid for them to be funny for an hour.
Right. And even then, that's a task.
Yeah.
Not everyone's going to find you funny. And in that hour, they are the main character.
Yes.
But when you're surrounded by other personalities, other people, it's like, why are you the main character? Why can't there be three? Why can't there be four? Why can't it be a whole group of people that are the main characters? Like in Lord of the Flies.
Yeah. And not only that, like, what is the main character without the supporting roles?
Right, exactly. It's just, I don't know. I feel like people just got so entitled and so crazy during COVID, and they didn't really necessarily felt that they needed to attend certain things that, or that people would wait for them.
Yeah.
No, I'm not waiting. I'm fucking hungry. If you don't show up to dinner, that's your problem. You don't need to flake out on it, though. Like RSVPing, that's such a bullshit thing now, because so many people RSVP and then they don't show up.
Yeah.
Like, just put maybe so I can be emotionally prepared for the disappointment.
Yeah, that you probably aren't going to come.
Right. Don't say that you're coming and then I'm going to make you a plate of food, or I'm going to pay for a plate of food. Like, weddings are the worst. And people are flaking out on weddings left and right.
What about the people who bring a unexpected additional guest to a wedding and then there's no food for them?
You're splitting your plate. It's $110 a plate. You're splitting it. You might get like one piece of yam.
If you guys are still hungry, it's your problem.
Right. I wouldn't have had to split this between you. But it's, I feel like people need to make commitments, stick to them, and just show some loyalty, some struggle. Like, people are going through different things. You're not asking them how they're doing. Yeah. So how the fuck are you supposed to know?
Yeah. We're all busy.
Right.
We're all tired.
We all work.
Exactly.
At least our generation does.
You're not doing more than anybody else, even if you think you are. Everyone is doing a lot in their own lives. So, like, you just got to get off the high horse and stop thinking that all of us do, that any one of us has it so much worse than somebody else. Because chances are you have it a lot fucking better than somebody.
Yeah, you always have it better than somebody else. Point in case, like, when you're here as a legal citizen, legal resident, and you're watching people be deported, like, unwillingly and unlawfully, and you have, you're better off right now. You're not native to this country, and it's better off than somebody. But I know that was a really fucked up way of thinking.
A bit.
Yeah. It was just where my mind went with the whole political climate being what it is now.
Absolutely.
But do you have any stories of sometimes, like, when you flaked out or somebody disappointed you?
Let me think. Yeah, I definitely think I do. So I have a story about, this is years ago, but myself being flaky on my own event. So I was going through some shit back. I was going through some stuff back like 12 years ago, but right before we met. And I normally had a ugly sweater party for Christmas time. And I sent out the invitation to the party, planned the party, and then never prepared for the party and was not at the party when at said time of party.
How disrespectful.
Yeah. So let that... I lost some friends from that. They're not like completely lost. They still speak to me and stuff, but we're definitely not as close as we once were.
I mean, it's a party. Why?
They made food and bought presents for the gift swap and everything. And there was no preparation for the party. It was a very low point in my life. Oh. It was like rock bottom for me.
That's terrible.
Yeah. But
not to make you feel like shit.
No.
But you are an asshole.
No, I know. I know I am. I'm 100% aware of that. But no, sorry if any of you are listening. So sorry for that. I was not in a good place.
That was back in the Stone Age.
Literally.
You're practically a fossil now.
Crystal meth is a hell of a drug.
Oh, geez.
Anyway, moving on. Times that I've been flaked on. Yeah, I've been flaked on quite a few times.
I feel like that's a thing, though, in Rhode Island.
Yeah.
Every single time that you would make plans with your friends and for me to meet them or hang out with them when I was down there, they would flake completely. Yeah. Like, right, they wouldn't even give you the decency of responding.
Absolutely. Okay, here's a story. One time, this is before I knew you, I was having a like dinner party for a few of my friends at my parents' house. And so I had one of my friends come up with a menu, and I went out and I bought all the food for it, and I bought enough so that my family could eat too, because obviously you're not going to like just feed these people at my parents' house. Mm-hmm. And people RSVP'd. I bought enough food for, I want to say, six people. Mm-hmm. It ended up only six people on top of my family. It ended up only being me, the person cooking, and my partner at the time, and my family. Nobody else showed up.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah, it happens. I'm not holding any animosity or anything, but it just goes to show that people, like you said, RSVP and they don't show up.
Yeah. Plus, food is expensive. You guys are a bunch of dickholes. If we had a party right now and no one showed up, which is impossible because my family will always show up for free food. But like, if we did that and no one showed up, I'd be so pissed, especially since you go to the grocery store and you get five things for the party and you've spent half your paycheck. Come on, have some decency. Show up. Even if you come and you like suck on a napkin for an hour, show up. It's just rude.
One other story I have about flaking, and this was like a premeditated flake. There was a party. I may have told this story or part of this story before. There was a party at my friend's house a while ago, and they had someone like planning it with them. And that person was becoming crazy overbearing and like asking people to RSVP basically every day leading up to the party. And then if you did RSVP, they would ask you, like, are you still coming? And it was a bit much.
Yeah.
To the point that people decided that they just weren't going to be going, and they started telling me that they weren't going to go. Mm. So I was like, I'm not going either. I'm not going to have any fun. So none of us actually told them that we weren't going, even if we told them yes already, and then we just didn't show up. And when they called us all trying to find out why, I'm like, because she's a spoiled cunt.
Oh, it's a strong word.
And then that became her nickname for a while. And she fully embraced it.
That sounds like it smells terrible. Sorry, I lost my train of thought.
Yeah, sometimes my stories tend to do that.
Oh, yeah, that leads me to my next topic, soft ghosting.
Soft ghosting.
Do you know what that is?
I would assume it's like where you ghost someone, but like in a tapered off effect.
No. So one of my friends is like famously known for this, and soft ghosting is when you stop texting and actually, let's go back. So now I remembered what I was going to say. Can we talk about like the RSVPing to a fucking child's birthday? Why are we RSVPing? Is it so you have enough candy for us to show up?
To have enough gift bags.
Why are we getting gift bags? It's a child's birthday. We're not getting anything unless you're fucking making like a thing of like booze for me. Why do I need to RSVP? In particular, and I know that you're going to be listening to this, and I'm sorry, but when you have to RSVP to a child's birthday and it's at an apple orchard, why? Absolutely, why?
Because typically when you have a party at a venue, they charge by the number of people.
Is there not enough apples in the orchard people?
Think about this. When I worked at Build-A-Bear and people would have parties there, they needed to tell you, they needed to know how many because they had to know how many bears they were paying for. There was going to be enough bears no matter what, but they wanted to know how many they're paying for.
Yeah, that I understand, but an apple orchard, are we paying by the apple?
Maybe. You never know.
That's a little weird.
It is capitalism in this country.
Can you imagine how much an apple would go for? Like, you just pick it off the tree and it's like, here, $5. What? How much would it have been if I picked it myself?
Six.
It sounds about accurate. So yeah, we were going to talk about soft ghosting. So it's basically when a friend or a sibling or somebody that you text them and then they don't text you back for days.
Weeks,
and
then months.
Yeah. And then they pick up like nothing, like they never stopped.
Oh my gosh. There is one person in particular who comes to mind.
Oh, yeah, I think I know.
Love them, but.
That drives me fucking nuts, though. Why? I think you died. Honestly, I panicked.
Jump to the worst possible conclusion immediately.
Yeah.
That's me too.
And it turns out like they're watching their favorite commercial on loop.
I was just going to say on repeat.
Yeah, for 3 days straight, or they've dropped shrooms and the walls are melting and shit.
They had to take a trip to Canada because their favorite commercial was going to be playing on the next Saturday.
Yeah. They wanted to see it in English and in French. Why do they do that? I don't get it. If you're just too busy, say that you're too busy. It's not like I'm a serial texter.
No.
No, so why can't you just respond, ha ha, he he, or something like that, and then I leave you alone?
Yeah.
No, I get nothing. So I assume you're rolling around, writhing in agony, your leg's broken, you fucking crashed your car into a ditch or a tree. It's very much like Signs. You're split in half, pinned between the tree and the car.
You've been abducted by aliens.
Yeah, you were probed. I don't know. My mind goes to the worst possible thing. When you
joined a pack of wolves in the woods.
Yeah, joined a cult. You're all touching each other's breasts. I don't know what they do in cults.
That sounds about right.
It sounds about like something they would do.
They might.
But yeah, it's just... And then when the family does it too, it's so aggravating, especially when you know they're alive. So it's like, why the fuck are you not texting me? And because like my cousin does it. He'll text me out of nowhere and then he just stops mid-text and then doesn't text you back for 4 more days. And I'm like, I don't care how much fucking weed you smoke. You don't forget that your phone exists in that 2 minute span that we haven't messaged each other.
No, but as a weed smoker, sometimes you do forget for a period of time and then you remember and then you become so anxiety ridden about your response. Has it been too long? I can't respond now. I'm going to seem like a fucking idiot.
You look more like an idiot when you don't do it for 3 days and then you pick up the conversation where we left off.
I was just going to say, but then you fight with yourself like that for hours, forget again that you haven't responded yet. And then when you think about texting that person something, you look and you realize, oh shit, I never responded. I had to just play this off like nothing ever happened.
Oh yeah, sorry. I wrote the text, but I didn't send it.
You didn't. You know how many times I've written that when I haven't actually written the text?
Yeah. Everyone does
that. If I had a penny.
Everyone does that. Like, just, I don't know what goes through your mind. I really don't. I don't care that you smoke so much weed. You texted me. Why the fuck are you just, you stop? I can understand if you're like, you're getting it in afterwards and then you forget. But when you're just like, you smoke and you're like, staring at the TV, no. Why would you want to do something that makes you forget instantly?
It doesn't make me forget instantly.
No, because you're more weed than human at this point. But it used to. When we first started dating, you would forget everything instantly. And your eyes got red. Now they don't.
They don't anymore. Yeah.
Yeah. So you still forget a lot of shit.
That's because I don't really smoke to get high anymore.
No.
Because I used to just sit there and smoke a few bowls or a blunt or something. And
blunts.
A bong.
Blunts are weird to me. Like, you have an issue with someone sipping off your cup, but not, like, with their spit that's, like, making it all soggy at the thing. I used to smoke. I don't anymore. Long time. Back in the Stone Age.
I used to like blunts, like... Back when I started smoking.
Also awful, too.
Because they were, like, the cool thing to smoke. honestly, I don't care for them now. I would rather smoke a joint, a well-rolled joint, than a blunt. And I would rather smoke from glass than paper of any kind.
That makes sense, but...
if I'm smoking flower, that is.
Flower smells disgusting.
Yes, that's what I was just going to say. I prefer oil vaping because I can't with the smell.
But anything, like passing and exchanging saliva and stuff. Did you know the measles are fucking back? Measles are a thing.
We can thank, I think it's Texas or something for that.
It's awful. Did you see the news with the woman who's going to be the head of the CDC?
Wait, what? I thought...
or something like that. They're appointing her like the... I can't remember what it was called. It's not the Surgeon General. I don't know. Anyway, she's like the Dr. Fauci.
Okay.
So she's being sworn in as that, and they're asking her questions about the measles, and she just keeps going, yeah, 1 in 1,000 people die from the measles. 1 in 1,000 people die from the measles. And they're like, didn't you know that it was eradicated, essentially? And immunizations did that? And she just kept going, 1 in 1,000 people, because apparently there was a child that recently died from the measles. And the same thing, fucking polio, like that's back too.
Mm-hmm.
This is so stupid. It's so stupid. And to have someone at the highest point of the medical profession in this country or Board of Health, they're just can't answer a simple fucking question.
Look at this administration. None of them are qualified to be doing anything that they're doing.
They're all qualified to lick fucking Trump's ass. Yeah.
The press secretary, you heard her.
Isn't that the blonde chick?
And such.
I remember, kind of. What was her name? What's her name again?
Caroline Leavitt, I believe. Look her up. Look up her beauty pageant answer. She's a fucking moron.
Moron speaks for moron.
Yeah.
You are what you eat. And she eats a lot of Trump dick. I'm just saying. Probably. I don't know. He's probably like a micro penis.
Oh my God.
It's like a little orange mushroom.
Like it would smell so bad. So bad.
Especially when he's had a blowout.
Oh.
Do you think it's orange? Do you think it's orange? Like that? It's a legitimate question. All of it. Like the shit too. I don't know.
Yes.
He's like a traffic cone.
I feel like he's more like a Ken doll down there, but just bright orange.
He's just like completely rounded.
Yeah. That would explain why he's so fucking angry all the time.
So why can't the Ken dolls have a penis, but they can have an ass crack?
Because like, butts apparently are not sexual.
To gays, they are.
Yeah.
And to women, like all these guys, you've seen these commercials on TikTok for the Arai.
Yeah.
Things where they're like shaking their ass as they're walking and stuff. Honestly, can't stop. I have to stop every time when it's the guy in the gray sweatpants. I don't know why. It's just so mesmerizing. But assholes are not assholes. Butts
we know
are,
what's on your mind.
Butts are sexual.
Yes.
So Barbie has an ass, but no coochie. And
she got boobies too.
Yeah. They're completely rounded, but I guess that's like normal now. Everyone's going for that perfect like banana titty look. Yeah, those are the ones that curve up in case you don't know. Like a bunch of bananas. So they want those rounded banana titties, the cones. I don't know. That's so fucked up. Like, why are you? That's grooming. That's grooming. All you have to do is get a Sharpie and you can draw areolas on her. And then now you've taught them anatomy. Is that not the only thing that... So, like...
Make sure you could draw pubic hair on them, too, I suppose.
Yeah. Or just, like, a line in the front of the woman. And now...
Landing strip.
Yeah. Now it's a sex ed class for the child. That's grooming to me. Plus, it's always, like... Why is it's Barbie and Ken? Why is it always Barbie and Ken? Ken and Ken would be cute. Barbie and Barbie. Barbie, Ken, and Barbie.
Conservatives are not ready for that. They're story. Not.
But fucking Trump doesn't even know that Mattel is an American company.
He thinks it's a country.
Yeah. a country of, you talk about being like all American and proud and everything, but you don't even know Mattel it makes fucking Barbie. Hello? RuPaul's Drag Race teaches you nothing? Trixie Mattel? She's a fucking Barbie? My literally. God. Sorry, Trixie Mattel is Native American, so this is her country.
Yes.
So if anything, that she gets Mattel. But the cone boobs, is that the only thing that distinguishes it, like having an areola, that like from making it pornography? Is that why dress have those really tight freaking clothes, and because their tits are like all the way up here, but they're because you can't out. See their boobs?
Yeah, but I because mean, you can't see the nipple.
Mm-hmm. Like that's socially acceptable?
Apparently.
Okay, so.
We should start doing that with our penises.
Just putting like a little cap on it. That would be amazing. Not amazing to look at, because not all penises are cute.
No. You also won't catch me doing this, but it would be funny.
Yeah, it would be funny. So you can actually see the small dick energy that's going around.
Because you know it would be all those people with little penises that are brave enough to do it.
Yeah. They're like, oh, yeah, I'm so big. And then they walk by some other dude, like some little Twinkie guy, and it's like down to the floor. That's inappropriate. You can see the entire shaft. You can only have a little chapeau on the front. That's it.
Nothing more.
You can't even see pubage. So you have to wax that shit if you want to come out. So that's it. What with the Barbie, why is that like you ass crack? But nothing in the front.
Yeah, I don't know.
If anything, you want more straight people in this country, you should probably give her pubes and show the slit down there and put like an arrow to the clit, because you know that frigging straight people can't find it. And put a button there. Like
a button?
Yeah, put a button there for the kids that want to be straight.
Eureka, you found it!
Yeah. Every time. That would be amazing. Every boy would be gay.
From that point.
You'd scare all the gays. The little future gays. Why is she making that sound, mommy? We have such a stigma in this country about teaching sex education. Really, just if you teach people about it, they would have safe practices. We'd have less accidental pregnancies.
Yeah. Probably less sexually transmitted infections, too.
I should hope so. So they should start with Clit Barbie and then move on from there.
You can pitch that one to Mattel.
I just did. I want half. Anyway. Do you think that the whole flaking out and like the soft ghosting is a generational thing? Or do you think that's like a result of social media or something?
I think it's a combination. I think that definitely the younger generation is more likely to do it. And I think that social media plays a part in that, because you see a lot of things on social media about don't take it personally if I stop texting you and don't text you back for 3 weeks, or it's okay to not answer your texts for a month, things like that. Like people trying to convince themselves that it's okay to just ignore people. And I get it. I'm not saying you have to just like immediately drop everything and respond to what everyone's saying to you. But there is a point where it goes past, or goes into being no longer courteous.
Right.
And you're just being rude.
Yeah. Let alone the people that have no fucking vocabulary when they talk to you. Sup.
My God.
Every three letter word pisses me off. In a text message, can you not have an extensive vocabulary that doesn't consist of 15 fucking emojis to express how you feel? They literally have a button to record yourself now, so you don't have any excuse. If you don't want to call the person or write the text message, you can dictate to your phone, or you can just send them a voice message.
Yeah.
Why is it so hard? I don't need an eggplant, a peach, and fucking the guy going and spitting everywhere to express that you're trying to hook up or you're horny.
But also, on the topic of voice notes, if you are so busy that you can only respond via voice note, you should not be responding. You should have sent one voice note saying, I'm busy right now. I will get back to you when I'm done, blah, 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 because that's what it's for. It's not for you to have a whole hour-long conversation while you're doing whatever the fuck you're doing.
Can you imagine how boring Gen Z sex must be?
Oh, my God. I don't know.
They probably sit there and text the entire time.
That's how they communicate about whether or not they like it.
Yeah. Put your phone there.
It's like, how was that? Ding. A little to the left. Ding.
And then they get up and they do a TikTok trend. Afterwards. Speaking of that, what is the most annoying TikTok trend you've seen recently?
Okay. Probably that dance one to the Beyonce song.
Oh, that
everyone
that thing.
At first I liked it, and then it was the only thing that I saw. I would scroll and it was 3-4 videos in a row were just that.
Yeah.
Jesus, I want to see something else.
Yeah, I'm getting really annoyed with the Damengar thing now.
I just love that sound.
I do too, but it's getting so aggravating. Flicking through and seeing it, and then it's either a drag queen or it's somebody who's like really scary looking at first, and then they put makeup on and they look like a completely different person.
Yeah,
it's just ridiculous, and I'm so sick of hearing Damung.
There's another one that I'm not sick of it, but I feel awful every time I see it. But then I remind myself that this person is a terrible person, and that's why it's happening to them. The one of the lady on the breathing tube where she's clapping for the ICE agents and the person comes up and snips the tube.
Yes.
I'm like, this needs to stop coming up because I should not find this as funny as I find it. But at the same time, I don't know whoever thought that up, but it was great.
Light the tube on fire. I don't get where people are coming off doing this whole like, oh, yeah, deport them, blah, 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 blah. Bitch, do you not see the price of strawberries? Have you not seen that? Do you see any white fucking farmers?
They own the farms, but they're not working on them.
No, all they know how to do is drive the fucking tractor
around and dictate.
Yeah, and if there's no vegetation growing, how the hell are you going to drive the tractor through the open field? Just feel the breeze on your awful fucking stringy hair. Yeah, no. I don't get it. I don't get how these people are. Cut the fucking breathing tube. That's it. Cut it, burn it, napalm that shit. I don't care. I think it's funny. Yeah, poke holes in it. Pour hot sauce so she breathes in.
Oh my God.
That was brutal. But accurate. That's how I feel. There's a lot of them going on. I really hate the one where they like turn and they're talking shit and they're like, who said that?
I don't know if I've seen that one.
So they like say the worst possible thing they can about that themselves. And then they turn and they're like, who could have said that? Who could have said that? I get that you get that you're doing it, but why is this a trend? Why is it a trend to talk shit about yourself and then turn like you're so shocked? Why are people making money off this shit? I don't get it.
Yeah.
Why are people paying, like swiping through and then stopping and watching them do this shit? And you're literally paying their bills. Stop.
Yeah.
Stop watching it. It's so dumb. What are you going to do with what life skill does that teach you later on in life?
Also, on that note, stop commenting on posts you don't like.
Yes.
Stop. That gives them more weight in the algorithm.
Right.
Stop. Just don't interact. Block them. Anything. Just no one needs to know that you don't like it. Because guess what? No one fucking cares.
I don't think they understand. I don't think people understand when they hear the word algorithm, what it actually entails. Yeah. So they just throw it out willy-nilly. This, like you said, you comment on it, and it gives it more weight. It's the same concept of there's no bad press.
Yeah.
It's because you spew this negativity and you're just blowing up their feed. And so in turn, the computer thinks that you people are going to enjoy it and then turns and pushes it to more people. You are literally making them more famous by putting your hate on their fucking TikTok.
Yes. And on that topic, if the reason I'm saying if you don't like a post, don't interact with it, more so than just like it pushing them up. When you interact with a specific type of post, the way the algorithm works, it does not recognize that you've put "I hate this" on that.
No. Or
"don't show up on my page anymore." What it does, it says, "oh, they liked this. They interacted with it. I'm going to show them more of it." Mm-hmm. So that's why it's popping up on your feed. That's why you feel like it's being pushed down your throat, because you're interacting with it.
Right.
And you're getting more on your feed.
Yeah. Simple. It's plain. That's the simplest way to explain an algorithm. We don't want to get into the whole technical coding part of it, because that, as a computer science major, we could do that, but it would take far too long to explain.
And I don't know that I could wrap my head around it.
Yeah. So on another note, we're going to talk about how like Americans are feeling overwhelmed based on the news and stuff. I know you probably feel this too.
Yeah.
That so much so that they're avoiding the news, very much like my sister.
Mm-hmm.
But then they're so surprised when it actually impacts them and they had no idea. And so how do you think people are staying informed?
I think that most people think that they're staying informed by what they're finding and seeing on social media. Mm-hmm. To be completely honest, I think that TikTok is, and Snapchat, Facebook, Twitter tend to be where most people go for their news, because they feel like it is not going to be swayed towards the opposite of their beliefs. But they're not realizing is that algorithm again, there's no fact checking really there. And you don't know if what you're getting is true, if it's AI generated sometimes, and you're getting pushed all this stuff. And a lot of times it's just feeding into what you want it to say.
Right.
So you don't necessarily know what's happening.
Yeah. It's hard to determine what's real and what isn't.
Yeah.
Just to think about it this way for all you little freaky people out there, you people that are on Twitter, X, whatever you want to fucking call it nowadays, that are getting their porn on there, whatever you watch in your porn, that's what the algorithm's going to push to you again. So the more you watch it, the more you're going to see it.
Yeah.
And it's like if you follow someone or you like it, oh, hell no, that you're just going to see that in your entire feed.
Yeah, I remember I followed somebody because I liked one of their posts, and I didn't realize that the majority of their posts were not safe for work posts.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, like my whole For You page was naked people. And I mean, I wasn't mad about it, but I was surprised. I didn't know where they came from.
It depends on what kind of porn you like that you should be surprised. When okay, can we talk about this? This is happening on TikTok. Have you seen the white shampoo thing?
No. Do I want to know? Wait, I think I heard that or saw that like that term written, but I didn't know what it meant or anything about it.
So apparently some dude was like jacking off on TikTok and yeah, came on screen. I think they said it was a cop too. Yeah. And it was on TikTok.
I think I did hear about that, but I didn't know that these two things are like related. Continue. Sorry.
Yeah. So they called it the white shampoo, and they were just making fun of it. And they were doing things like, oh, come here. And then psh, whipped cream all over their face.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And then you have the gays on TikTok that are like going crazy with it. And then they're like on their knees and they're like, oh yeah, I just got to clean up this mess. Ah! Conditioner all over their face. It's been crazy. It was wild. I think it finally got taken down. But for a while. It was up there.
I can't believe I didn't. I think I heard something about. Yeah, no, that's really what it is. I can't believe I didn't see this.
I mean, it wasn't like anything special, but
well, yeah, because obviously it's on TikTok. It's not like he was showing anything. Oh, he was?
You didn't see the shaft or anything, but you saw his head there. Yeah, you knew what it was.
You could see the head of his penis?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
People were like, how the fuck does this not get taken down? I get talking about, I say the word fuck, and it gets taken off.
Yeah.
I don't know. People needed some relief, I guess.
These moderators need some fixing.
Yeah, they were watching it.
That's why. They're like, I can't take this down yet.
How many people are going to see this? Repost. Share.
Break the internet. Break the internet.
I don't know. Where do these moderators come from? It's a Chinese-owned company, so.
I don't know. On the topic of nudity on the internet, have you seen the picture of, what's his name from Mean Girls? Jonathan Bennett? Is that his name?
Oh, yeah. No, he's not from Mean Girls.
The one from Mean Girls that played Aaron Samuels.
Yeah, that wasn't Jonathan Bennett, was it?
Pretty sure. He's the one from The Christmas House, right?
Oh, I'm thinking Jonathan Groff. Sorry, that's the guy from Glee. Yeah, Jonathan Bennett.
So he posted a picture on social media of his like little latte cup, and it was a glass cup. And apparently he was naked while he was drinking it because somebody zoomed in on the cup and you can see all of his peen just in its glory.
Was it glorious?
It was big.
Then that's all that matters. I guess. Now, whatever. At this point, nudity shouldn't really be a thing.
Yeah.
It should be just accepted. Everyone's naked when you go and shower. You're born naked. Some people sleep naked.
Yeah.
That sounds a little weird.
They say that it's actually better for you because your body goes through like self-heating and cooling in while you're sleeping, and that sleeping with clothes on can actually hinder that, so that the less clothes you have on, the easier it is for your body to regulate its temperature.
My heat just stays on. So,
constantly.
Yeah, my furnace is broken, apparently. My air conditioning, rather. I don't know. Yeah. I mean, if that, to each his own, if that's what you want to do. But yeah, I don't think that's even a big deal. I think that more celebrities need to be nude in general. Who? Normalize it.
Like who specifically?
I don't have any specifics. I could do without seeing Channing Tatum's ass again. I will say that. Like, it's done. It's played out.
Bad Bunny. You seen his bush picture?
And no, I did not. I love Bad Bunny. His eyes are a little close together for me, though. He's a cutie, but not my type. I don't care if he wants to go get naked. By all means, do it. Fucking Puerto Rico is hot as balls. If everyone could walk around naked down there, I'm sure they would. But it's a Catholic country, so people need to be reserved. It is a country, for those who don't know. It is a country. It is a territory of the United States. However, it is its own country. Anyway, moving on. I'm not Puerto Rican or anything. So as far as anxiety and doom scrolling, what generation do you think has it the worst?
Who has the worst anxiety / doom scrolling? Or
each. Who do you think it's affecting the most?
I think it's probably affecting millennials the most.
Poor.
Yeah, I think that Gen Z thinks it's affecting them the most, and I agree to the extent that a lot of them are doing jack shit with their lives, and they just expect everything to be like handed to them. And while I agree with the not settling aspect of their mindset, they also need to understand that in life, you have to work your way up. You can't just jump in and be at the top of the pole and be in charge of everybody. It's just not how it works. You need to gain the experience. You need to put in the time and the work and the effort and show that you deserve to be a leader.
No, it's not close enough. Yeah, you do. You need to show some initiative.
Yes, exactly.
But I guess TikTok's skewing that, though, because you can get on there and the moment, like, you're pretty and you have, what, they call it Riz, whatever. Who fucking knows what they call it, anything nowadays. But when you get on there and you're pretty or you flex or something, and then you have, you get monetized and all you have to do is flex for the rest of your life until shit sags, because that will sag eventually. You better hope that you save your money and pay your taxes at that point.
Yeah.
But yeah, what life skills, what incentive do you have to do better? Or you can't come out of the world out of that and expect to be successful. You are successful in that because it was a niche market.
Exactly.
Now you're vying for a job. You have no work experience. And you're up against millions of people who have been doing their 9-to-5s for years.
Yep.
So what do you bring to the table? You're never just going to be at the top when you come out of it. I think that Gen Z is probably feeling it more as far as doom scrolling goes, because, and anxiety, more so because they feel like if they don't make it on there, they don't know what the hell they're going to do with their lives.
Yeah, that's a good point. Whereas millennials aren't feeling that anxiety. I think millennials fall victim of the doom scroll and like they get anxiety from it, but I don't think that they're necessarily worried that they're not going to make it on there. They're just worried about how they're going to pay for rent and groceries this month.
Yeah. And how you're going to pay for the cell phone that you need to continue to doom scroll.
Yes, exactly.
It's just crazy. I don't think Gen Z understands how shitty it is to be a millennial. They want to blame everything on us. But literally, we're going through the same shit.
Yeah.
On a higher scale than you. We've been doing it for much longer.
Yeah.
And you have the audacity to blame us for your woes. All we want is for you to go get a fucking job so we can boss you around. That's it. Get a real job.
It goes back to the entitlement thing and the thinking that they're ready to just jump in and do these high level roles and be in charge of all these things. You have to get there. You have to earn that opportunity. And we didn't have that opportunity yet. We're finally getting into points in our lives and into positions where we have that ability to make change. And millennials are trying to do just that. They're trying to make change for the next generation and make things better, right, and give them the things that we didn't have. But you can't just expect us to have done it when we were 19, 20 years old, because it doesn't work that way.
No, we are just inheriting the world now. We are becoming the leaders of this country now.
Yeah.
So if anybody is to blame for the faults in our country right now, it is the older generations that refuse to give up their Senate and Congress seats.
Exactly.
So blame them.
Term limits. We need term limits.
Yes, exactly. And if you have white pubic hair, you should not be in the government anymore.
Oh my God, I think that is like the perfect check that should be done of genitals. If you have white pubic hair, you cannot be in government.
If you can color in your pubic hair with a highlighter, you can't be in government.
See anymore. How quick they'll be against genital checks.
Yeah. Mm. I didn't even think about that. Pull them down. You have too much white. You need to be at least 40%. At least 40% of your natural color. But anyway, I think it's also that. So how do you feel about people taking accountability? I don't think that people are doing that at all. And that was something that was like ingrained in us.
I completely agree. I think that so many people think that taking accountability is, or they view it as, I recognize my problem is this, and it's because of this person in this situation and this thing that's going on. That's not accountability. That is deciding that these are the factors that are impacting my current situation. You need to take accountability and realize what you are doing that is impacting those results, those the outcomes that you're getting. Because accountability is what you are doing, not what everyone else is doing.
Right. Perfect example. our current president does not know how to take accountability. He made fucked up decisions. And now, as the leader of this country, you need to be accountable for those poor decisions that you've made, including your spray tan.
Exactly. Perfect example. If you're baking a cake and you don't have enough flour and you decide to put in extra baking soda because you just think it's going to be a good switch, and then someone eats it and they want to die, you need to take accountability and say that you made the cake wrong.
Right. I tried to kill you. That was not me. That was not a personal attack. I can cook.
Yeah, that was just a made up scenario.
It's like when people put too much salt in something. You oversalted it. Maybe you should stop smoking those cigarettes. You can't even tell.
But how about when someone salts the food without even tasting it?
Oh my God. I want to punch them so hard.
And then they're like, I just like salt.
How did you not know there was enough in there?
How do you know if I didn't like salt too? Like now that might be way too salty.
That food tastes like the fucking ocean now because you were masturbating the salt shaker on your food.
And then they'll be the first to be like, oh, I can't eat this. It's too salty.
Yeah.
Well, I wonder why.
Why do people think that pepper is spicy?
I don't know.
Can we talk about the definition of spicy here? Okay, the definition of spicy means that something has too much spice. Not heat. Something has too much spice. Like cinnamon is a spice. Or
coriander.
Coriander. Salt is a spice.
Nutmeg.
You have over-seasoned the food. So it is spicy. However, spicy also refers to the level of hotness in a food, level of heat on the Scoville scale. But spicy in general means that a food is overseasoned.
That makes sense in my brain.
But pepper is not going to make something spicy hot. Like when people refer to it, they're like, oh my God, there's so much pepper in this. Pepper's not real.
When I get that reaction from someone, I feel like they are the whitest person I have ever met.
Not even white.
Not even. You
white.
White.
I have. Okay. So one thing that white people make that is really good is steak. I will say that.
Some people. Some.
Yeah. Otherwise, you get like that dry ass shit. comes out. It's like cardboard.
You know what a lot of white people can't make? Pork chops. They dry them the fuck out.
Can we talk about why does the pork chop have applesauce?
I don't know.
That is disgusting. It doesn't sound disgusting. It is disgusting. No,
it's not bad.
It's disgusting. Let me have this pork chop with a side of baby shit. That's gonna give me the runs if you eat too much of it. Why?
I don't know why it's a thing. I had it when I was younger, so it doesn't bother me. But I can understand why people think it's weird.
Or how about the salad for lunch, the salad for dinners. It's not a dinner. It's not a dinner.
My family used to do that.
It's not a fucking dinner.
They would do like a whole big salad with deli meat in it and cheese and
it's an or like
a grilled chicken.
An antipasto.
Yeah.
It is not a dinner. If it was a dinner, it would be under the entree menu. Dinner. It's not a dinner.
It's a little judgmental.
No, you're sucking on it. They're always like, I could just eat a salad. A little salad. You know, side Caesar salad.
I feel like that goes back to what we were talking about in a previous episode about like when you go out. I think we talked about this. We're going out on a date and a lot of women feel like they can only eat something dainty. There are gay men that are like that. Like they'll just order a salad and then they'll come back from the date and then they'll binge food because they didn't want to eat what they wanted to eat in front of the date.
Yeah, because the gay man doesn't want to have a blowout while they're getting their back blown out.
But yeah, for a gay man, it's a little different. But for the woman...
It's so gross. No, because how do you know? Girls like anal too.
Well,
I don't
know
why.
True, you're right.
They don't have prostates.
Yeah, you're right.
It's weird.
You're right.
It's a little weird.
I remember my sister once told us a story about when she was in high school. Someone, I hope I'm not getting this story wrong. Someone asked the teacher if it was true that a girl needed to wait. Someone needed to wait 5-6 hours after eating to have anal sex or something like that. I'm going to have to ask
her. At that point, it's digested. It's in there.
I'm going to have to ask her what the story was, because it was like something that made all of our eyes go onto the back of our heads when she said it at the dinner table.
It's fucking gross. Gonna crack that bitch like a highlighter. A glow stick. Gross. Anyway, so we're coming to the end of our episode. Sean, do you have anything you want to let our listeners know?
Just that we are going to be ramping up our mini-sodes, putting out more of those for everybody. We've got our new spinoff series that's going to be coming out from Peter and I. Always look for us on socials, interact. We'd love to hear from you and find out what you want to hear from us. So if you have any ideas for an episode or just a segment that you'd like us to talk on, send it our way. We'll be happy to do some digging and see what we can find for you.
Awesome. So if you're tired and overwhelmed and just trying to make it through the week, this one's for you. Share your best flake stories and anxiety hacks in the comments, because we're all going down. At least we're not going down alone. Like, follow, subscribe, and tell a friend who needs to hear that they're not alone and they're not the only one that's flaking out this week. But until next time, talk to you later, Doom Scrollers.
Bye. Bye.
Avocados.
Hey, thanks for listening to Apocalypse and Avocados. If you laughed, cringed, or yelled same at any point, do us a favor. Hit follow or subscribe on your favorite podcast app so you never have to miss an episode. If you really want to make our day, share this episode with a friend, or three, who needs some chaos and avocado energy in their life. Don't forget to follow us on socials for behind-the-scenes rants, memes, and questionable life advice. You'll find us everywhere at Apocalypse and Avocados. Seriously, your support keeps us going and might even save us from being replaced by podcasting robots. Thank you for listening, and we'll catch you next time.